three big meets. You're keeping busy Monday, Friday, Saturday, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a busy week for us, for sure. The kids will get a lot of good time in at meets, and the weather, looks outstanding. It may look a little hot on Saturday by the time we get to the Don Stein, but that's not necessarily unusual over there on Saturday. So, it will be a great week for us.
You know, practice is always – I know – kids probably think practice can kind of old, but for coaches, hey, if you work in little things each and every week and just work in different things, relay, handoff, stuff like that, that always helps too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we've noticed that now that the NSAA changed the rule that we can have 12 track meets and stuff, some of the schools have taken a positive advantage on their in their minds on that, where they're having a Tuesday meet and a Friday meet or a Tuesday Thursday meet. Sometimes practice is actually a little more important than going to a meet, because the problem with going to a meet is you got to have a pre-meet the day before, you got to have a post-meet the day after for recovery, and then you end up having not really a solid practice time. And so luckily, we've been able to have some solid practices. Now, the last couple days have been, the weather hasn't been great for us, and a little bit of moisture and cold, so we haven't done a whole lot, but we've been out and got them at least moving around on the track and doing some stuff. So it's a positive for us to have, our kind of one meet a week, except, like this that week when we have something postponed where we have a couple.
Again, Adams Central and Lexington, it sounds like they aren't going to be able to make it, because Adams Central has a meet the next day, probably likes the same, same thing. But, boy, Hayes has got some good kids. Holdridge has got some good kids. So, Minden as well. So, the competition is still pretty good at this Monday.
And if you look at that, except for Hayes and Colby, we're talking about our Southwest Conference schools still, and that's who we're going to have to see throughout the year. And, yeah, Minden has some really good athletes, and especially great field event people, and two outstanding high jumpers. I saw maybe it was Hayes that had a high jumper that maybe is better than what the Minden girls are, but we'll see how that works out. Holdridge and that always have quality athletes, and they will definitely push us. You look at things, and as you enter people into events, we were talking this week, and we don't know until tomorrow at the end of the day what everybody's doing, and I've always said that we put our kids in, and we just hope that they compete better than what they had competed in the past against themselves, and not worried so much about competition, and so we'll wait and see, because it looked like there maybe were a few things that maybe Holdridge was going to move some people around and be advantageous to us. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out after Monday. It should be a great opportunity for us to have a great meet here at home.
Yeah, you mentioned Hayes. Hey, Katie Lindenberger is a 5'6 height jumper, and the Land girl from Minden's 5'4. The Augustine girl from Hayes is 5'2. So those three pretty good runs there.
Extremely good. And Minden, we're used to seeing. We know that they've got the best shot at winning most of the meets that we go to. So it'll be fun to see Hayes there also. And Hayes is just big enough that they bring enough depth to compete in most events, which is always nice to have at our track meet.
Yeah, they've got two girls over 17 foot in the long jump and two girls over 34 in the triple jump. Yep. So they're gonna they could rack up some points in the field events.
Their field event points are gonna be great, and so we look at those and we try to set up a thing where we can hopefully have our athletes perform at their best in their events. And when it all shakes out in the end, if we end up with a plaque, that's great. If we don't end up with a plaque, that's okay too.
I noticed your relays, you're still kind of mixing and matching a few girls here and there too, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. Our relays, we haven't set yet, obviously. And this week, we're throwing it a little bit different. Some of the people were wondering what was going on with especially the 4x4, where we have our two relays running, and we have it really mixed up. And so, our first relay is what ran last week and ran pretty well. But we're getting everybody a chance that we think has a chance. And the four fastest will go to Broken Bow and run there. And that'll be the same with our two-mile relay. We kind of pulled somebody off that, so they were in some individual events. And then we'll probably put that relay together, maybe Broken Bow or maybe Gothenburg. I think last year was Gothenburg the first time we put our solid four people in that 4x8. And then our 4x4, or 4x1, we're still working on a little bit. We didn't get a chance to do handoffs, and so I've put back in the original one that ran last week or a week and a half ago. So it's basically the one from last year, subbing Haley Smalley in for that second position. So it's Layson Keller, Haley Smalley, Malia Hilker, and then Paige Bortner anchoring that. And Paige is one that we've looked at moving her off that relay so that she can have some of those individual events. You know, she tried the 300 hurdles last week, got on the top 10. This week it doesn't look like she's going to run that. It looks like we're going to put her in for the eight, and then the two relays at the end and see if we can pull maybe four great times in those events with her doing those things. And so that just frees us up a little bit to allow her to do those open events.
And then your JV kids, again, like we talked with Tom on the boys' side, you'll get a chance to beat everybody on the JV side as well.
Yeah, this is, you know, obviously we love our home meet, but we also like it, and we like Aurora because we have the opportunity to enter almost all our kids. And here, obviously, we can enter everybody. And so, yeah, we've got maybe seven people in the 100 or things like that. And so that's great for us here. They all get to compete, and then we'll be able to see, like still next week after this meet, we'll see who goes to Broken Bow and we'll see who goes to Cambridge. You know, right now it's kind of slated. We have a pretty decent freshman class, and it's going to be kind of nice. I think we can take all the freshmen maybe to Cambridge on Saturday, and a few sophomores sprinkled in there, and maybe a couple juniors also. So that'll be nice, and we'll just go by what happens on Monday with where those people are going. And you know, Broken Bow is going to be an extremely tough meet. There are 11 schools there. They are, except for, you know, O'Neill and Ord, you know, just a little bit smaller than the rest of us that are there. And Kearney Catholic, but you know, the quality from those teams that are even a little bit smaller is great, and we'll get to see again Holdridge, and then we get to see Scotts Bluff and Gehring, and you know, Broken Bow is quality. So that will be a fun meet to go to. We have always performed very well at Broken Bow, regardless of the conditions, and it's always kind of been a little bit of a happy surprise every time we go up there and compete well, and the weather actually looks really good for that.
And Alliance, I don't know. I haven't checked on see what Alliance, if they've done anything yet or much this year, but they're a district team.
Right, a district team, and Alliance has pulled a few kids and girls in the jumps occasionally. But, you know, when you throw Gehring and Scotts Bluff in there, because I forgot Gehring was there, and, you know, maybe not as quite as good like in the distance and stuff that they have been. Otherwise, yeah, they always bring some jumpers, and we always have to compete against them eventually when we get to district.
And then, of course, Saturdays, we kind of touched on a little bit, to reserves over at Don Stein, plus Chase County is there. You'll get it, since they're a district team, you'll get a chance to see face-to-face, up close in person, what they're all about.
Yeah. You know, and Chase County, it's, I mean, forever that Chase County has been at that meet. And, you know, even the early days of the Don Stein at the Saturday, or the early Saturday meet that we used to go to over there when I was back at RV even, competing against Chase County, always a quality program. They do a great job. And it's always good to be able to see them, at least their varsity, so we can kind of see what they're doing, even though our varsity is not there with them, because that will definitely change our outlook at districts. Nobody's going to, with the teams we have in our district, usually nobody, you know, sneaks somebody in, and this year's definitely going to be that way.
I tell you, that's just kind of touching your district. See, you know, go to athletic.net. You can check on and see what all your district, those kids are doing. Man, the Chase County, Ogallala's got some good kids this year. I mean, Sydney, we know all about them, but boy, some of those district times and marks are pretty good early.
They are. And if you remember at the end of the year, last year at state, even the whole state has started off the same way this year. It's just gangbusters, and they are performing at a level that we haven't seen for quite a few years, or actually ever. And so that's kind of fun to see. It's a great time for competition in the state of Nebraska, and our district is always will be one of the tough districts. We hope that we get people qualified straight out and not have to wait for those extra qualifiers, but that's the one nice thing about our district is we usually take a lot of extra qualifiers. So we just wait for that. With the competition level high, that helps us out. It pulls everybody along. So yeah, as the year goes along, hopefully we get everybody to where they need to be so we can head a decent group down to Omaha.
And finally, just tell those girls to have fun at prom. Have fun. Don't overdo it. We got a meet coming up on Monday. Maybe you could try to get some rest, if at all possible, on Sunday.
Yeah, you know how that works. You know, I can remember that every once in a while we used to try to schedule a track meet the day after prom when people would do that on a Friday. And then we would try to limit what kids did and all those things. And, yeah, it's just it's got to be something. It's something that we deal with every year, and it's totally okay. It gives them that opportunity, and that's something that they always look forward to, and that's something that students look forward to their entire career. So we just remind them to take care of things like they should, and everything will be good. Now, we're going to have some people that are tired, but I don't know if there'll be any more wore out than they are when they do their weekend activities otherwise. So it'll be interesting to see how everybody comes in Monday. At least we get to 1 o'clock.
Right.
We don't have to start that meet at 10.